Les Misérables by Victor Hugo. So long as there shall exist degrees of damnation pronounced by society, artificially creating hells amid the civilization of Earth, so long as we have not solved the three great problems of the century, the degradation of man through poverty, the corruption of woman through hunger, and the crippling of children through lack of light. That is to say, so long as ignorance and poverty exist on Earth, books such as Les Misérables cannot fail to be of use. In 1806, Monsieur Charles-François Bienvenu Myriel was made bishop of a town which we shall call D. He was a man of about 65 years of age. He lived in a very retired manner with an elderly spinster, Mademoiselle Baptistine, who was his sister and 10 years his junior. Their only domestic was a female servant of the same age as Mademoiselle Baptistine, named Madame Magloire. Mademoiselle Baptistine was a long, pale, thin, gentle creature. She was a soul rather than a virgin. There was hardly sufficient body to provide for sex. The servant, Madame Magloire, was a little, white old woman, corpulent and bustling, always out of breath.